just got to find ways to finish the game on the field on offense. Again, you know, we had a two-minute drive. We have an opportunity to not put the defense back on the field, and it's something that we have to work on. You know, that's going to be effective down the road. So just finding ways to close them out.
The long pass you caught on that drive preceding your second touchdown, the 40-something yarder, you talk about that play?
It was just a good check. You know, they're playing too high. The safeties are wide. He kind of checked to a double move. Felt like I should have got out of there and scored. But, you know, it was a good call.
And the touchdown, the second one?
We just caught him in a shallow. And it kind of just turned into a foot race. It's something that's very hard to cover when you're running across the field full speed. And he just hit me on the run, and Vic had a crazy block in the end zone, holding that man up. That way I can get in there. So I already told him I appreciate him for allowing me to get in there.
How would you sum up overall today? Some people are calling this a winning ugly or whatever.
All right, whatever it is win is a win. Just got to find ways to, like I said, not put the defense back on the field, close these games out ourselves, and take steps as an offense. I don't think we took a step back today, but I definitely think we could have taken a bigger step forward. So we got time. A couple more games left, and you know, now it's time to progress this week.
I know you had to leave for a minute.
Feels great. We care about winning. That's what we want.
I know you had to leave for a minute, but when you get five targets early in the game, how much do you feel that actually helps you to get in the game and to be so involved early?
A lot. You know, you're getting an opportunity to make plays. You're getting an opportunity to catch balls. And, you know, we did it early, and it gives you confidence as a receiver when you get involved early. I feel like it puts me in a position to cause trouble for the rest of the game. And knowing, you know, confidently that the ball is going your way, you're getting targets, you're getting good plays, we're running effective offense. So, like I said, the biggest thing is just finding ways to close the game out. On our own.
Did you do the LeBron thing after the second touchdown because the punt return one didn't count?
Yeah, I guess. Or just you got to do LeBron twice. You know, he is his city. So it's just great. You know, I told him, I said, I got something for you if I get a chance to score.
How did you feel returning punts today?
Great. Something that I've loved to do since I was little. It takes you back to being a kid again. You know, you catch the ball out there and you got all your teammates blocking, and a game I used to play back at Park Ball was a throw 'em up, bust 'em up. Basically a free-for-all game. You get tackled, you throw the ball up, whoever gets it next, you're trying to run against, you know, 17 people you're playing against. So you just get an opportunity to get the ball in your hands and then make somebody miss. I haven't seen the replay or whatever happened, but, you know, you can't really look back on
it. How'd you find out it was called back? The punter told you?
Yeah, the punter told me. I told him I didn't really care. I still returned it on you. but it was a joking conversation. He was like, nah, don't celebrate. He got called back. I was like, man, I'm still going to do it. I still ran it back on you. So it was fun, you know, being out there and, you know, having an opportunity to get your hands on some balls and make plays for this team.
Something you'd like to do moving forward?
It was cold. Oh no, no symbolism. Just had it on. It was cold. My Randy Macho Savage mask. Rey Mysterio.
How much does the punt return something you would like to do moving forward?
You got to talk to Coach about that one. Between us, I guess I wouldn't mind doing it, but you never know. Maybe might get back there. It just depends. With Dwayne being, you know, as banged up as he is, I mean, this guy really comes out here and gives us his all every day. So to see him catch a touchdown on offense, it was great. Strong hand, just caught it, stuck, went to the ground, everything. So it was great to, you know, see him. He really gives us his all each and every day, so we appreciate it for him.
You talked about having to step forward now, take a step forward. Five games left. You know the teams are remaining on your schedule. Do you feel that this team is ready to make this push?
It's that time. I guess we'll have to wait and see, but I feel as if we're ready. I feel as if there's, like I said, there's steps that we still have to take. And right now we focus on the Steelers. Going against a great team. great offense, great defense. I mean, they pretty much got it all. So this will be a good test for us as a playoff team each and every year. It'll be a good matchup.